somebody asks you what Matthew's Hope does, how do you explain that?
I don't want to say cliche saying, is to help people achieve a life of sustainability and independence, knowing that people got to come to that table.
When I was a little girl, we had panhandlers all the time in downtown Dallas. We would be driving to church and my dad would go, "I'm not giving them money. Why don't they just get a job?" And even back then, when I was a little girl, I thought, it just can't be that easy.
These people have been beaten down and they have bought into the lie that they're less than.
I don't mean this to be rude, but how does a homeless person have a cell phone and an ATM card? This guy was definitely homeless. So how can you be sure that a person is homeless in here?
Wait a minute. Obviously, all you have to do is look at him. It says right here, the guy was definitely homeless. Don't know any homeless people that are wearing a shirt that says, "I am homeless."
I think people think of homelessness, they think of what they see. And that's really not the case.
Our fastest growing populations right now, homelessness, are seniors.
Whenever you see rushes and trees and things like this where you can't see what's going on, you can only imagine that there's probably people behind there and probably families behind there, including young children.
Our homelessness does not look like drug dealers or drug addicts. It's families, breakups. It's more to it than what we actually know.
We have now criminalized homelessness, in my opinion.
Why do you think they call it anti-camp law instead of anti-homeless law?
Because it looks prettier.
When I was homeless, I assure you I was not camping. Most money is focused, I'm convinced, on hiding the homeless as opposed to helping the homeless.
Putting them in jail is not going to solve the problem.
It costs about $45,000 to $55,000 a year. Now, what could you do with $45,000 to $55,000 per year per individual?
This is per individual.
What are some of the costs associated with operating a homeless ministry?
Last year, it was just under $8 million.
I was going to say $8,800.
Yeah, just for Orange County.
A large chunk of that is donated goods and services.
Under roof, we have easily over 100,000 square feet.
We have 14 homes. We have the hair salon. We have medical offices at both. We have laundry services.
Well, it's a lot.
It can be a little overwhelming when you start to think about it.
So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we see anywhere from 130 to 150 people per location.
When I'm driving downtown Plant Street, we know the homeless down there. We know they're there. And now take those same people again, as Shelley said, now you unbathed, no haircuts, no laundry, no medical care, none of that other stuff we're doing.
If we closed down for 2 weeks, what would it look like?
One of our female guests in Brevard pulled me aside yesterday and she started to tear up. She goes, "When am I going to get a break?" Mm-hmm. She goes, "I've been raped. I have been beaten. I have lost my family. I've lost my health. The storm of the last few days," she goes, "everything I have is gone." The look of devastation in her face. I can tell you, we are seeing more suicides than we have ever seen. John, suicide. Michael, suicide. Stephen, suicide. Sylvester just died. And you know who Sylvester told people he knew that if he was ever found dead or he died? He said, "You need to call Matthew's Hope." Mm-hmm. We were fans.
At his funeral, that's what his family said.
I was family.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're the only family they have.
If we didn't have the advocates piece that we have, then we would be no better than anyone who's shuffling the homeless, you know, playing the musical chairs.
Found with a needle in her arm. Michelle was not that kind of junkie. She did not shoot up. This was a murder, but the reality of it is this type of death will not get investigated any further. Just another dead junkie. And that dead junkie had parents, had dreams, had hopes.
These people need to be seen as human beings.
His batting average is horrible. But for those that have, that Greg and countless others, Sherry, Reverend Shannon, Greg, Miguel, just the ones that I've been there part of, for those people, it means the world. Right? It is everything.
Now that you're Orange County Campus Director for Matthew's Hope, where do you think you would be today if Matthew's Hope didn't exist?
Well, I mean, this is straight talk, no BS, right?
No.
I would probably be doing a shot of heroin right now, maybe overdosing, maybe racking up $1,600 more. Definitely wouldn't have a relationship with my kids. I wouldn't be married. I wouldn't have a house. maybe it wouldn't be alive.